Welcome to the Water Trough, where we can't make you drink, but we will make you think. My name is Ed Drozd of the Small Business Doctor, and I'm really excited you chose to join me here as we discuss topics that are important for small business folks just like you. If you're looking for ideas, inspiration, and possibility, you've come to the right place. Join us as we take steps to help you create the healthy business that you've always wanted. Hi, this is Ed Drozd of the Small Business Doctor. Welcome back to the Water Trough. What started as a very short hiatus has turned into several months now. I had relocated from Massachusetts to the state of North Carolina at the beginning of January. It is now the 26th of March, and I'm just sitting down to restart the Water Trough podcast recordings. I'd like to take us on a little journey, what brought me down here to North Carolina, and the sorts of things that resulted in this delay between the last and the current broadcast. As with all things, the time comes when we start to take a hard look at what's going on. I have just recently turned 70 years old. I remain committed to my task of both teaching students in business school and to coaching clients in small business. But at the age of 70, it was also time to start considering relocating to a place that would be more amenable to ultimate retirement. I'm not sure just when that will come for me. In the meantime as well, my wife underwent a hip replacement procedure, which, by the way, went very well. Thankfully, she is just about fully recovered now, 4 weeks out. And I've got to say that on balance, while the adjustment to moving to a new state is difficult for me, things are going pretty well. My biggest issue, I suppose you could say, is the fact that having spent 62 of my 70 years in New England, I'm still feeling homesick, to be quite honest, which is perhaps a little bit peculiar to some of you. And on the other hand, maybe some of you can relate as well. As I got my act together here and tried to get things sorted out, I became aware of the fact that I really was eager to get back onto this recording, but I needed to get a couple things sorted out to make it happen. And I think that's really a great entree for what is going on in my head, and I'm hoping to share with you. For those of us in small business, every day is a challenge. Every day is a new and exciting endeavor. And we don't often take the time to sit down and reflect upon ourselves, how we got where we are, where we're going, and what it is that really matters to us. In fact, next week, my guest, Dave Lebelsic, will be talking about just those things, creating an authentic life for yourself. And I'm really looking forward to that conversation because it really focuses in on the need that we all have to be able to step back, take a look at what matters to us the most, and craft a life that's worth living. Or as Dave put it, let's try to avoid those deathbed regrets. So here I am, re-evaluating, reconfiguring what matters to me, and I am still in the process, and I imagine that many of you are in the same boat. I'd like to suggest to you, as awkward as it tends to feel, is actually quite good. Now, I haven't gotten to the point yet where I'm comfortable saying that I'm uncomfortable, that I'm homesick, and that I'm not sure how this is all going to play out. But in the larger scheme of things, I realize that these are the sorts of episodes that we go through. In the world of small business, there are many things over which we have control, and there are many things over which we have no control. And realistically, we can't expect to control everything in our lives. In small business, if we're solopreneurs, we have to worry about ourselves as well as the family and those that we care about in order to provide the sort of life means that they and we need. If we're in a business with other people, we have to likewise look out for them, for their well-being, for the growth of the company, and supporting their endeavors that they've chosen to undertake with us in our business. And either way, all of these things distract us from what really fundamentally matters the most, and that is that we as individuals are entitled to having peace of mind and comfort with what we do. And so in this somewhat shaky period that I'm living in right now, I'm really given to reflection on what matters the most to me. And what matters the most to me is far different than it is for anybody else, or maybe not far different, but what matters to me is what is unique to me. And the same extends to everyone else. You might listen to this and say, well, I suppose I should fit in and be like him. But that's not the way it works. Making an effort to be somebody else, to fit somebody else's needs and desires, is not satisfactory. But we're often given to that when we find that others are succeeding in ways that we only can imagine, when others are achieving things that we'd love to be able to accomplish. We look at those things and we say, I want to be like him. I want to be like her. I want to have that kind of notoriety. I want to have that kind of financial success. And in so doing, we lose sight of what really fundamentally matters to us. Stepping back and taking a good hard look at yourself and what really, really matters to you is difficult to do when you're dealing with so many competing responsibilities in your life, when you're trying to juggle all these things and to make everything work out just so, you sometimes just simply lose track of what really, really matters. So what I'm trying to impart to you is this. Take the time, make some time, to sit back and ask yourself, what is it that you're looking to accomplish? What really matters to you? Try to take away the concerns about others, even those closest to you, even those that are dependent upon you. For a moment, imagine that you are a singular entity and that you are trying to establish what fundamentally is important to you. Now, once you've done this, of course, you're going to have to fold everything else in your life back into the mix. It's not enough just to look out for yourself. Needless to say, you have to have sufficient balance in your own life in order to support others around you. Or, as we've heard so often, when on an airplane, the oxygen masks fall down, and the instruction is, put yours on first before you try to help the person seated next to you. Well, it's the same thing in business. It's the same thing in the process of finding the life that is appropriate for us. That is where we need to be able to step back and to say, okay, what is driving me? What is important to me? The rest of it will follow if we're able to identify our own passions, our own needs. You know the old saying, it's not rocket science. Well, it's not rocket science, but it certainly can seem that way sometime. The idea of taking time for yourself, setting back and thinking about what matters to you and how you could be most effective is at the very least somewhat formidable. How in the name of heaven can I take the time to do that and get the things done that I need to get done? There's just so much going on and there won't be adequate time to get those things done if I take the time for me. But I can assure you that if you do that, you'll come back with a renewed vigor, with a greater sense of clarity about who you are, what you have to offer, and you'll truly identify what your potential is. My charge to you is this, that you do indeed take the time to step back and ask yourself, what is it that I'm seeking to do? What is it that is driving me? What is it that matters the most? And just exactly what do I need? I hope you'll join me next week with my guest, Dave Labelsic. Dave is the Dream Catapult. He's a corporate escape artist, having spent time in the corporate world and managed to escape the bonds that holds us there, and works with people today to help them answer the very questions that I posed in this session. I look forward to that. I hope you'll join me then. And as for now, this is Ed Drozd of the Small Business Doctor. I'm glad to be back here at the Water Trough. I want to thank you for joining me, and I want to wish you a healthy business.